Okay. So then we extended time.
Chair for the WBAI budget.
I'm just look. I was just looking quickly, which really technically is the next item on the agenda anyway. So, James Sagerton, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I will be brief. I anticipated this problem. That's why the Texas budget is not on the agenda. We will be delving into, as Julia pointed out, we'll be working very heavily on the audits in the coming weeks. So we'll do the Texas budget next time. We'll have time to do that. So without further ado, since we do need to go to executive session, I'll skip some other things that I wanted to say by way of a general report and just explain for the new people how the Finance Committee works. The National Finance Committee is composed of 11 members. It's the CFO, Julia Kennard. It's five PNB members, one from each of the five stations, and the five treasurers of each of the five stations. And I say that by way of trying to shorten this conversation to say that the Finance Committee, the National Finance Committee, adopted this budget with a caveat, recognizing that it is a deficit budget, without objection. So I'm hoping with that I can skip all of the other comments or remarks I might have made and go to crafting the motion for the PNB to approve, and I would then move that, the motion from the NFC was that the NFC recommend to the PNB that they approve the proposed WBAI fiscal year 22 budget, recognizing that it remains a deficit budget, passed without objection. So the motion now would be the NFC approves the proposed WBAI fiscal year 22 budget, recognizing that it remains a deficit budget. That's the motion. And it comes from a committee, so it doesn't require a second.
James, let me just interrupt there to say you just said the NFC, and I think you meant to say the PNB.
I'm so sorry if I did that. I stand corrected.
We don't need a second for the motion because it came from committee.
Correct. Right?
So are there any objections to, I see Teresa's hand up. Is there any discussion? Teresa.
You're muted, Teresa.
No discussion. I'm sorry.
Folks, if you don't have, I see Lawrence's hand and I see Donald's hand, and if you don't have anything to say specifically about the WBAI budget, put your hand down, please. Otherwise, Lawrence, go.
I have a question. WBAI is passing a deficit budget. Is there a double standard because KPFK was not allowed to pass a deficit budget with some on the Finance Committee advocating for that budget not to be passed, that deficit budget? What's the difference here, Mr. Sagerton?
Well, the NFC, you must be referring to last year because we haven't gotten to the KPFK budget yet. We did pass the KPFT budget with the same proviso, recognizing that it's a deficit budget. We'll probably do the same with the KPFK budget. We have three stations that are in deficit, and the only way to pass a budget for them is to recognize that it's a deficit budget. So I presume we will be doing that when we get to KPFK. You know, it's what we're doing is we're paring down the expenses. We are trying to think of ways to raise the revenue. That's really what it's all about, raising the revenue and coming out with the best that we can. And again, I stress passed without objection. So I give the answer, Lawrence, is we will probably do that for KPFK.
Can I make a comment?
Go ahead, Julia, then Donald.
Yes, just briefly, I just wanted to say one of the reasons that KPFK's budget has not gone to the the NFC yet is because the deficit is $1 million, and we are not at a place where we have been able to work that down at all. So that will be one of the later issues that we're still trying to deal with.
Donald?
I'm sort of flabbergasted here. The National Finance Committee is recommending to the board of directors of this foundation to pass deficit budgets at three stations. Are we in Brave New World or what? What? I'm speechless. I frankly am speechless here. That people here, people on the finance committee think that's okay. And people obviously here are going to think it's okay. I just heard $1 million figure for the LA station. And somehow we think passing these deficit budgets resolves any of these issues here about how we are drowning in debt and getting further into debt. And so far, has this National Finance Committee presented to this board a plan to get us out of debt?
So far, I've heard two questions. What is your actual question, Donald?
Well, let's start with my last question. Do you actually have a plan at the Finance Committee to get these stations out of debt? And if so, when can we see that plan?
We don't have a simple plan that I can give you in 2 seconds. We have, as we individually look at each station, we are looking at ways to raise the revenue and cut the expenses. That's what we're doing. We are trying not to decimate stations that are operating at such a skeletal level that they will completely collapse if we cut them further than they've already been cut. It's a mistake to think that Pacifica is five separate entities operating in a silo. Basically what's going on here is the stations that are in deficit are not paying their central services. KPFA and WPFW are supporting the other stations that are in deficit. And, you know, we have had some miracles, money falling from the sky. You know, tragedy of a pandemic had a silver lining for Pacifica.
That's not a plan. Sorry.
Excuse me. I didn't interrupt you. Basically, what we're doing here is we're trying to do a holding action while we turn to raising the revenue. And I was going to suggest in some of my other remarks that one of the things that we should be turning to now is the NFC last year passed a resolution proposing a series of national fundraising events, and it was postponed because the current executive director at that time had a plan for her own national fundraising event. It took many, many months for that to come to fruition, and then it was not very successful. So I think we need now to do some national fundraising events, and we need to focus on programming, improving the programming, and implementing the utilization of Allegiance to capture revenue that we're losing. There's any number of things that we can do that have been expressed in any number of sustainability plans that we don't have the time to go into now. But if you pay attention and listen to the NFC meetings, and, you know, you will see the efforts that we're planning to make.
Chair, we are Madam way Chair, over time. We are way over time for this suspension.
Yeah, hang on, Donald. Lawrence is right. We're past the time we extended to. So if we are going to keep talking about this, I would need a motion to extend. And since we haven't voted on the BAI motion, you know, the motion to pass the the WBAI budget, I think we need a motion to extend. Would someone?
Motion to extend.
For how long?
10 minutes.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Jim. Any objections?
I object. Lawrence objects.
All right, we have to go to a vote then. And this is on the motion to extend for 10 minutes. Marianne?
Okay, sorry, I was muted.
Alan says yes.
Wait. Time. Okay, Teresa Allen, on the question, you say yes to extend.
Yes.
Jim Dingman.
Yes.
Yes, Vanessa.
Yes.
Okay, Donald Goldmacher.
Dang.
Donald Goldmacher?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Arrgh. Excuse me while I put this back together. Okay, Sue Goodwin.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Yes. Donna Grimes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Evelia Jones.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay, Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden.
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Since it's my committee, I'll abstain.
Oh, okay. Abstains. Let's see, Mark van Landout.
Pass.
Pass. Okay, Beth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis.
No.
Votes no. There goes my screen again. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. This time I'll try to remember, Julie. Wait a minute. We have Mark van Landout, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yes votes and 1, 2 no votes. The motion to extend time passes.
Did you chair?
Oh, Julie.
I'll abstain.
I'm sorry, I did it again.
But this time you said you'd remember, but. Okay, so, 10 more minutes. Okay.
Madam Chair, I was asking to respond to James with another.
Yes, you were. Thank you, Donald. Go ahead.
Yeah. It seems to me that what's going on here is, there's a lot of flailing of arms. What to do? So I'm going to make a radical suggestion, since people here seem to think we're a radical network, that perhaps these three stations need to be put in repeater status for a period of months to be determined by the executive director to alter their programming so that they can come back on the air and actually get listenership. Having fundraisers and doing all kinds of fun stuff like that are Band-Aids. What Jim Dingaman has been calling for since he's been on this PNB the last several months is a drastic alteration in the programming. This is one way to accomplish that. You put these stations into repeater status, and then you go from there. an executive director who has the authority to make the changes needed. Thank you.
Jim Dingman, then Susan Young, then Lawrence. And don't forget, folks, we need to squeeze a vote in here, too.
Thank you, Donald. I am draconian. Not that draconian, but I understand what you're saying. We do need radical change now. And whether it is something along the lines of what happened a few years ago in New York, which was draconian change without us having any say in it, I'm not for that. I'm for all the stations to thrive and grow. That's why I'm here. And my opinions about the programming are not a secret. I've always said that that's the most important thing we have to focus in on, how to get that right and how to make the audience double, triple, quadruple. That can be done. That's a great, wonderful challenge for us to do. To put stations in repeater status is simply to put the whole operation into complete chaos. But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I've sometimes thought of more draconian measures than that. But I think that we also have to deal with the practicality of what exists in the stations. And we also have to think of the situation of how many mini jihads would be waged at all these different stations with pissed off producers going bananas, which would just totally stop us from doing anything. But, you know, we have a wonderful opportunity here to turn the whole thing around. And I think that your ideas are sound. But they are not appropriate at this point in time. I just think we just have to concentrate on getting the sound right and do that, and we can do that. I think we all can do that. We just have to stop fighting with each other and drop these lawsuits, brother.
Susan and Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm on the NFC, and I've been dismayed that we essentially are not looking in at anything holistically. And we are presented with sort of like you have – no easy option for these station budgets. I agree that the way out of this, as far as I can tell, is programming. And I know that at KPFT, our programming has diminished and gotten ridiculous over time. And I'm not sure where the initiative needs to happen to do that, but that is the way out of the financial collapse we're in right now.
Lawrence, then Darlene, and Egberto, and I can't keep putting people on the stack and think that we're not going to need another motion to extend. Go, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. So I've been saying programming, 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 programming. That is what we do, right? We educate the people. We put music so they can dance, feel better. Programming, programming, programming is our only way out. And making a repeater station, making stations repeater stations, is akin to an insurrection of radio. And I'm not in favor of that. So, I mean, I hate to say it because it sounds really capitalistic, but our product or our commodity is programming. And the thing is, it is stale. It is Eurocentric. And it does not represent the systemic issues that are going on in our society. So until that is done, till we get the community in and we build our audience back again, or expand it, then we're going to be in this malaise, that we call financial situation. And I'm in favor of passing the WBI budget. Being a deficit budget or not, at least it's something. And that's what I was advocating for in the 2021 KPFK budget. And some of the people that are now supporting a deficit budget refuse to support us. We were not $1 million in debt at that time. Thank you.
Darlene?
Susan's ahead of me, I think.
I think she already spoke.
Okay.
Yeah. Put her hand down.
I'm not sure I have anything to add.
So I listened to the finance committee, often. And what I notice is that in the case of WBAI, the report back from the general manager, who's been the general manager for, I believe, 10 years now, The report back is, well, we're going to do better. I have plans. I believed several years ago that was the same report out that came from the general manager. Well, we're going to do better. I have plans. Is there not any accountability that can be set up to get this budget passed by the PMB with stated consequences if, once again, we're going to raise more money, I have plans, is not the winning solution? There is no accountability at the, for the station. We just, it just comes to the PMB and it's like, well, you've got to fund it or it's going to go off the air. And it's like, no, no. Promises, promises, promises. What do we do when no promise comes through? And the significance of that station sinking into larger and larger and larger debt is just rolled over and rolled over. We are not doing our jobs. That's it.
Egberto, then Susan, then Jim.
Unfortunately, I'd have to agree with the statement that says we are not doing our jobs. Our fiduciary responsibility is to ensure that we remain financially solvent, which we're not. And as radical as the repeater station sounds, some sort of a modified thing of that nature, I think, is ultimately going to be the default is going to be when the bills can't be paid and there's no more angels out there, that's going to happen. I think there's a fundamental issue here in that we're trying to extract from a medium people that aren't really there. We are the last of this sort of a network. Until we get into some sort of an integrated notion where we're talking about radio, internet, and all of these things well integrated, there's nobody that wants to listen to this medium the way we used to have it before. So the thing about programming, we can have even perfect programming on an FM station, but there's nobody that's going to be listening to even good programming on an FM station. It has to be now an integrated model. And until we all sit and find an integrated model to work under, what the previous speaker, I don't remember her name, said about promises and promises and promises, that is really true. We, at some point in time, we're going to have to say the model just doesn't work. And I think that's probably something that we have to work on seriously and not think that the FM airwaves is the way to go. Thank you so kindly.
Yeah.
Jim Dingman, then Beth Von Gunten.
Well, I'm pretty sure that among everybody sitting here, I've probably spent as much time or more than anybody thinking about these issues over the past 30 years. And this problem did not start in 2022. It started back in 2003, 2005. And that's when the decline in the audience began and just accelerated and was kicked downhill, kicked downhill, kicked downhill. To talk at length with only 2 minutes about the complexities, this is why we have committees. We can get into greater depth about this. I reject out of hand the idea of imposing a repeater situation immediately in some way, because that's what happened when we were shut down by others who felt that we should be turned into a repeater station. Others might have thought we should be sold. That's always out there. You know, this is something that I'm glad we're talking openly about, because as far as I'm concerned, and Donald knows this, my attitude about how the PNB from its inception has dealt with programming is that most of the people who came on the PNB didn't know damn thing about broadcasting, didn't know damn thing about programming, and then they were stuck in this situation, which they had a hell of a time trying to figure out, and then we have the results 20 years later of practical fiscal collapse. I think we can change it around, we can turn it around, and we don't have to sell signal stations to do that. Let's be blunt. Some people want to benefit from this, and it's not stated, I would be, you know, I'll be Mr. New York about it. You know, I could get really into it, but I'm not going to right now. I think we can turn this around. We all have to work together to turn it around, and that is the objective, and that's what's so exciting about this situation. I am optimistic, not pessimistic, and you impose a repeater station as a solution right now that'll only cause a lot of hell and not a waste of time. It's best to figure out how to get the content better so we can get the audiences up. It's very simple. That's the main problem to solve.
Yeah, we are at time for this extension.
Thank you. We still have a stack. So is there a motion to extend? I'll just note that Arthur said he's running a little bit late. And so, you know, he's one of the things that we need for the closed session. So,
Chair.
Chairman, I'll be recognized.
Yes, go ahead, Ali.
I move to extend to exhaust the stack.
I second, Lawrence.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the move to the motion to exhaust the stack, which is Beth, Jim Sagerton, Vanessa, and I'll refrain from speaking. Go on. Any objections? Okay. Hearing none. Beth Von Gunten.
Thank you. Yes. This is my second year on the National Finance Committee. When I got there, there had been no budgets at any units in years. Last year, we got budgets in place for 7 of the 8 units. This year will be the second year in a row that we will have a budget at WBAI or any unit, and that's progress by my count. This year, we're drilling down deeper with greater detail. We could come up with prettier numbers, but that wouldn't be real. This is a reality check budget. This is what's real. It's a prerequisite in order to come up with any kind of plan, as was asked for earlier this evening. That's the ultimate goal. But you can't just, you know, take it by the throat, shake it, and declare it then a plan. You know, you've got to start somewhere and build constructively. That's what we're doing. I support this budget, warts and all, as a step forward. Thank you.
Sue, please.
I have nothing to add.
I think she was asking you to mute yourself when you're not.
Okay. Let me do that.
Sorry. Jim Sagerton, then Vanessa.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I just want to say, of course, I heard the suggestion for what I call a multimedia digital platform. Of course, we need to be working toward that. We have a new executive director. She's willing to look at programming, at digital platforms. She's willing to look at everything. She's fresh. She's new. She's non-factional. I hope that we'll be able to move forward into all of these areas with her. It's not easy. It's not going to be something that can be solved on the Finance Committee. As was mentioned, it involves programming, it involves technology, it involves many, many, many factors. I like to say at the Finance Committee, we don't grow the beans, we just count them. But I will say that trying to run trying to go to repeater station status for what, 3 stations out of the network? Trying to go to bylaws referendums one after another, lawsuits, repetitive lawsuits. This actually is the most expensive solution. If we stop going in that direction and we try to pull together as a reasonable group of people facing a problem, coming up with a solution, maybe we can pull this out. It's not definite that we can, but maybe we can pull this out if we work together.
Then it's Vanessa's turn. Thanks.
Okay. All right. So in terms of people not listening to FM, WPFW at a minimum, maybe, it, you know, at least another station, but certainly WPFW disproves that people are not listening to FM. WPFW, what we're doing is working. So there's a case in point within our network that people listen to FM. Should we do more? Yes, we should do more. And I think we also should consider and not forget that, you know, we're still either just coming out of or still kind of in, like, you know, over a 2-year pandemic. And it really had a detrimental effect. And I don't think we can afford to, you know, forget that important little detail. And in terms of whatever the issue is, programming, of course, we're going to say programming. That's kind of the million-dollar question, programming. But then what does that mean? What does that look like? Maybe that's something that a well-chosen advisory board could help us to figure out and stop the silly lawsuits.
Thanks. I think we need to go to a vote on the motion to approve the WBAI budget. Well, hang on. As someone noted in the chat, this has been an important conversation that we need to have. But really what's on the table is the WBAI budget. And so the motion that James put forward from the Finance Committee was that the PMB approve the WBAI FY22 budget, recognizing that it remains a deficit budget. Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion passes. All right.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Were you objecting to the motion?
Yes.
Yes. I will not approve this budget.
Fair enough.
Why?
Fair enough. Marion, let's go to a vote.
Yep. Hang on. This is going to take a sec to set up. Okay, WBAI. Okay, I'm going to have to do some more here. Okay, Teresa Allen.
No.
Votes no. Jim Dingaman.
Yep.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donald Goldmacher.
Absolutely not.
Sue Goodwin.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray. Heather Gray, are you there? You look like you're there. Are you muted?
Come back around.
Okay. I said yes.
Heather said yes?
Yes.
Good. Donna Grimes?
Yes.
Votes yes. Avelia Jones.
No.
Votes no. Alexa.
Pass.
Passes. James McFadden. James McFadden?
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Votes no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Mark Van Landout.
No.
Votes no. Beth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis.
No.
Votes no. Susan Young. Susan Young?
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay, let's see. Alexa, you passed.
I will go from pass to abstain.
Abstains. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no votes. And for once I remembered, Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay. 10 yes votes and 5 no votes. The motion passes.
Chair, may I be recognized, Lawrence?
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
I move to adjourn into executive session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Holly Alexa seconds.
Thank you. Let's take a 5-minute break before executive session, or maybe even only just a 3-minute break though.
Thank you, Julie.
Because Arthur's not, people need to take a break and Arthur's not joined the call yet and he might need till 11:30. So we'll try and be as expedient as possible. Folks, we're going to send you something, related, I'm going to send you 2 attachments in email. They're not long, but it's part of what we'll discuss in the, closed session.
Chair, this is Polina.
Yes.
I'm about to click send on that.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Polina. Appreciate that.
Who's included in the closed session?
All the directors. And Arthur will join us, the attorney. Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn? Hearing none, we're adjourned at 11:21 Eastern Time. So let's make it easy and 25 minutes past the hours when we'll start up the closed session. Thanks, everyone.